Hello and welcome to CICK News. CICK News is your local and regional news coverage provided by me, Pamela Hassan, and Dan Messick for Smithers Community Radio. This news program is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada, and our aim is to provide local coverage on stories that affect the lives of Northerners like you.
The Terrace Regional Hospice Network has opened an online survey for caregiver support for those living with a lifelong illness or end-of-life care. Selena Hall is speaking about the importance of support and social groups for those family members and friends who may just need to blow off steam, meditate, knit, or even just knock down some pins at a bowling alley. If you have a suggestion or idea of how to best give caregivers some support, just follow Terrace Regional Hospice Network on Facebook.
I'm Selena, and I'm the caregiver coordinator for the Terrace Regional Hospice Network.
The Terrace Hospice began as a group who shared concerns regarding support services for terminally ill people and their families. In 2024, they were renamed the Terrace Regional Hospice Network so they could support smaller underlying communities in the region. Now, Selena will tell us about the services that the Hospice Network provides, as well as her involvement in the organization.
We provide a lot of trained volunteers who can support clients and their families and caregivers who are coping with the physical, emotional, and social and spiritual aspects of life-altering and terminal illness. We have services available to those living in the Terrace and surrounding areas. We provide a variety of supports. So we have a visiting volunteer program, NAV care, support for caregivers. We do a little bit with advanced care planning. We are working right now as we are in our new space to revamp some of our groups. So we have educational groups for caregivers and some social groups and opportunities for everybody. We're right now working to recruit a lot more volunteers so we could have a lot more services provided into the community. And so we also have a membership, so you can sign up for a membership to the hospice and have your say in some of these programmings. So for a small fee, you can do that as well. We also collect donations through our website. So our website is terracehospice.org. And then one other thing that we are always looking for is, like I said, more volunteers. So you can connect with the office if you want to volunteer with us. And then we offer a volunteer training program to make sure our volunteers are supported and okay to go into the community.
What are some of the programs and services that the Terrace Hospice Network delivers that kind of surprise people?
I think our entire program sometimes can be surprising because people think that you need to be right at your end of life in order to access our programming. But what we really want to do is be supportive right through diagnosis and onwards so that when you are reaching those critical points that we're there already if you want us. So we offer a lot of grief resources through our living library. So people are surprised that we have something like that. So you can come either into the office to browse our library, or you can find that online at our website as well. We also offer a medical equipment program.
The Society also accepts donations of medical equipment. However, they ask their clients' occupational therapists or physical therapists to check over the equipment and, of course, make sure that it's suitable. People are surprised that they can take this equipment into their house and that they don't have to buy their own mobility equipment, which can be very expensive.
We also are doing a little bit of a food program for our clients as well. So we are just in the starts of that for people who are unable to cook their own meals. We're looking to offer pre-cooked meals to people that are accessing our services so they can just have somebody like home support, home care, nursing, warm that meal up.
This month, the Terrace Regional Hospice Network released an online survey for caregiver support. However, the workers realized that it was becoming quite a struggle for members of those groups, even though they got a lot out of them. So now they want to know how the Terrace Hospice Regional Network can best serve caregivers.
That survey was created as a group effort through Northern Health. So once we moved into our new space just last month, we are now able to provide. So we decided we were going to look at that and revamp them a little bit. So part of that was sitting down and having a conversation about what these people and caregivers need and what they had been asking for previously through groups. So we noticed since COVID-19, a lot of people were struggling with social isolation. So social groups were really one of the main things that we're focusing on, and educational pieces. So a lot of times when caregivers get thrown into caregiving, they're thrown into it with very limited resources. My goal with some of these groups is to have people have those resources at the tips of their fingers. So then they don't have to go into this and feeling alone and isolated and worried about it.
Oftentimes, when we picture hospice or palliative care or people living with lifelong disabilities, you picture the person who is living with that diagnosis. So the question of how to best take care of caregivers and why caregivers need care is multifaceted.
I think the importance is they're so unrecognized. We don't recognize the job that they do. It's an unpaid job. It's 24/7. And the burnout is something that people really struggle with. And we have to start putting into place support systems for the people that are taking that sort of stress off the medical system, right? And I think it's just really important that we start doing things for them. And we looked at things like question and answers for specific illnesses like MS, cancer, Parkinson's, dementia. We also looked a little bit into some physicalities, so how to prevent bed sores, and just the things that people may be going through when they are caring for someone. There was barriers to services, what government services may be available. And I think the things that really garnered so far the most results and responses was how to combat like burnout, how to navigate caregiver guilt, how to communicate with people with dementia, how to navigate conflicts within your family. And those were the main educational pieces. Social wise, I think we really had a lot of response for things like movie nights, book clubs, music therapy. We mentioned yoga as well. And then I put in some spaces for people to add their own suggestions. So we had some really good suggestions so far to bowling or meditation or journaling, relaxing, just really self-care pieces that I think a lot of people are missing when they're going 24/7 caring for someone.
While this regional hospice network services Terrace, it also services surrounding communities as well. If you're someone who lives near Terrace, or even if you just think that you have a good suggestion of what caregivers might need, you can check out this survey and Selena will tell you where you can find it online.
I didn't really put any parameters on the survey because I thought that anybody's input is really important input. So regardless of where you're at, I think it's okay to put your input in. And if you're willing to drive, then we'll still see you and you're still welcome. So if you're willing to come, you're willing to come and welcome you, no problem. The survey right now I've put mostly on social media. So at our Terrace Hospice page on Facebook is where we would find that. And then in the various groups on social media that I've popped them into.
You can find the survey online at facebook.com/terracehospice/, or you can just look up Terrace Regional Hospice Network. You can also go to their website, which is terracehospice.org. The survey is open until mid-November, so you have a few weeks left to fill out the survey. And I just wanted to end with a little piece of advice that Selena has about taking care of caregivers.
A break is so needed sometimes. Just to go for coffee makes such a difference in somebody's mental health. Like it really is a life-saving service when you really look into it, because when a caregiver is burned out, nothing gets done.
No, no. Thank you very much to Selena Hall from the Terrace Regional Hospice Network about the information on their educational and social groups for those caring for a loved one survey, which is open now.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com. or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts.